Podcast and 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Thursday, November 9th, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Today we have not one, but two guests on the podcast.
Yeah, we're popular now.
We are. We got a friend of Shauna's who's doing a very cool project for Remembrance Day, and he's garnered some national attention over this project. Mm-hmm. And Jeremy Taggart of the TNT podcast with Jonathan Torrens will be joining us to tell one of the funniest stories I've ever heard a little bit later on the show. As you know, this Saturday is Remembrance Day.
Yes.
And that makes this a long weekend. But it's not your typical long weekend because it's not really a party weekend. It's somber. It's a time for reflection.
For remembrance, yeah.
And yet, without fail, every year, one of these stupid bars or nightclubs will attempt to cash in on that and have like a party.
Well,
basically,
sometimes they'll just see long weekend and forget the meaning behind it, right?
I hope that's what it is. I hope they just simply forgot and aren't deliberately trying to cash in on it.
Oh.
Or to make it controversial to drum up hype. There was that place that did it in Regina last year. It was just...
Yeah, although I honestly think they just are not smart enough to realize, to be honest. So...
Yeah, and I mean, I understand that bars still need to operate this weekend, even though it of the nature of the holiday, they still have to make their money, right? But... Like, don't try to sell that.
I was about to say, there's making money and then there's capitalizing off of
Remembrance Day.
Yeah.
Like, have a bit of shame there, Shame Ultra Lounge.
This Remembrance Day long weekend, lest we forget this party, Shame Ultra Lounge.
Get bombed with DJ Shellshock.
Leave no man behind.
Half price before 11 p.m. if you show your military ID.
Shame Ultra Lounge.
Shame.
The VHS in 20 Minutes or Less Podcast.
Our first guest today on the podcast is Jeremy Taggart. You might remember him as the former original drummer of Our Lady Peace.
Yep.
He's since hosted the very successful TNT podcast with Jonathan Torrens. And they got a book out. I think they're actually coming through town at the Gateway on November 18th. Are you guys going to be doing a live podcast then?
No, we're just going to have a good time.
Cool.
It'll feel like a podcast, but there's also a lot of... people coming up and a lot of games and people. We have a really good time. I'm bringing a drum kit, so we're playing jams.
Nice.
Jonathan plays guitar and sings, and we have a great time.
I've meant to ask you this, but if I ever got to talk to you, but you live in Toronto, right? And
yeah,
Jonathan lives in Prince Edward Island.
In Truro,
Nova Scotia, right? Sorry.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You guys record the podcast over Skype, over
on the phone. We record we have a mic, like we basically mic each other, and then we have a phone conversation on the phone, and then we take the recorded, his recording and my recording, we give them to Tim Oxford, our bud in the Arkell,
mm-hmm.
and he edits everything together, and that's how we get it done.
I didn't know that Tim from the Arkells was the one who edited your podcast. That's awesome.
Yeah, Tim's a... one of my best friends. I've known him since he was 15. So, yeah, it goes way back. He actually was working when I had the Taggart's Take podcast back like 10 years ago. He did that too. So
you guys used to jam together?
Well, he's a drummer, so I taught him everything he knows.
Come, young grasshopper, let me teach you.
So he's a great drummer, man, yeah.
So I guess when you guys tour is probably the only time you get to see each other. Is that true?
Well, I mean, other than our weekly phone conversation, which is the pod, we've been a lot more busy now. Obviously, the Canadianity, the book came out 2 weeks ago, and we're pretty busy with that. We're stoked that was number 4 on the bestseller list, so that's pretty horny. We got that going for us.
That is horny. I'm so turned on right now.
Yeah, so we're psyched. We do see each other a lot more now because of the book, and we shot a pilot for TV as well. So we're just doing all kinds of stuff.
Oh, awesome! That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a huge fan of TNT, as I mentioned to you, and the reason I wanted to get you on today is one of the funniest stories that I ever heard on that podcast. Kind of tied into what Shauna and I were talking about yesterday. Shauna was on her phone at the gas pump, and she got yelled at over the intercom by the attendant.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, they were like, can you please get off your phone? You're not supposed to be on your phone, ma'am. And I was like, oh, God. So I like hung up and freaked out. I was like, why is this?
Yeah.
And I was like, Taggart has a story about that.
I can't. You mean the Joey Kramer story?
The Joey Kramer story, yes.
Joey Kramer from Aerosmith?
Yeah, and who told you this story?
Jimmy Chamberlain from the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
Drummer.
Okay.
He told me the story. And this was during a Somersault tour. I don't know if you guys remember that, but
yeah,
it was like later one night in a bar or something. He told me this classic story. And it's actually been verified by local news. Somebody, after we talked about it on the pod, sent me a clip of the newspaper, the local newspaper. So anyway, the deal is Joey Kramer from Aerosmith, and you have to kind of you have to picture like Sweet Emotion playing in the background when you visualize the story. The beginning, in a way.
So he's got the big hair, right?
It's Joey Kramer, the drummer. He's, he's kind of chunky. He's got the long, permed hair at the time because it's the late 80s, right? Remember he had that long, this is like the living on the edge hair?
Yeah.
Like that long, you know what I mean?
His hair is living on the edge.
So he's got his Rosa, Testarossa at the gas pump, and he's crushing a dart. So he's got like a dart in his mouth. And it's the same thing. I don't even know if the attendant realized what was going on. But all of a sudden, the dart lights the gas on fire.
Oh,
and he literally, like, he does a TJ Hooker, like, full on, like, William Shatner dies because the car exploded. And he's like, did a huge dive onto his stomach like Superman. Pete Rose coming in section style. And then the cops come. And it's the best part of the story. It's the cop comes up to the gas guy, and he's like, whoa, man, is everything okay? And the attendant's like, I don't know, the thing just blew up. And he goes, is that fat chick okay?
Oh my god.
Is that fat chick okay?
That's a good story.
Oh my god, where did this happen?
In Boston, like somewhere around Boston.
Oh man. And I, like, in my head, up until the moment that the dart lit the gas, he was the coolest guy ever. And then it just all went to shit.
Oh my god. And then he's cowering.
Joey,
like,
you might not want to do that, boss. Oh!
Oh my god.
Is that fat chick okay?
Is that fat chick okay?
So, oh man.
It was a good story. It is.
It's just as funny as I remember it when you told it on the pod.
That's, the thing about having long hair is that you can be mistaken for a girl. Like, it can happen, okay?
Well, I mean, especially when he has the jeans and the tucked in shirt with no sleeves.
The living on the edge hair and the shirt.
The black shirt, sleeveless shirt with just, like total real dad in era
clothes. Sleeveless shirt tucked in. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh.
With the belt. Oh, high up. covering the little gut. Like Bono pulling them all high up.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Holy shit, that's funny.
A moose knuckle going on there.
Oh, oh man.
There you go. Well,
Taggart, thank you so much, man.
Always a pleasure, guys. Yeah, come on out to the gateway, boss.
November 18th?
Yeah.
X92.9.
Friend of mine, Chris Big Red Harris is his name. He goes to Europe and he photographs the graves of fallen Canadian soldiers and sends them back to family members. So we actually have him on the phone right now.
What inspired you to start doing this, Big Red?
Well, it all started, I was working as a journalist, and kind of what happened is I was researching one specific soldier for a D-Day story that I was doing, and found out that this guy's helmet was actually going back from the Juno Beach Center, which is a really good museum on the beach that the Canadian troops liberated as part of the D-Day invasion. And it makes the trip from the Juno Beach Center back to this little churchyard in the middle of the French countryside every year. And I was kind of in France at the time. I kind of started doing some research and found out that those 47 soldiers who died that were from Saskatchewan that died on D-Day. So I decided I'd just take all the pictures, went on Reddit, and just kind of said, well, these are the cemeteries I'm going to. And within probably 4 or 5 hours, I had 130 requests, and I was kind of committed at that point. It's kind of grown ever since.
What's really strange, Big Red, is that I remember seeing that thread on Reddit, and I thought, that's such a cool idea, and I had no idea that it was you.
Yeah, well, and I got that a lot, actually. A lot of people, because it was actually the highest rated post on Reddit Canada and R Canada in its history. It had over 13,000 upvotes within 24 hours. So it was kind of neat to see the response. So it kind of cannonballed into nothing. But BuzzFeed doing articles really helps too, I guess, when you're talking about this world, and the way we kind of communicate. So it went viral quickly. So it's been a very good thing.
Is it mostly people who basically can't afford to go, you know, see those graves themselves? Is that kind of who it is for the most part?
That's kind of the idea. I think, there's some people that have always wanted to do it, have always kind of committed to it, but never have gone. So this kind of gives them an opportunity to kind of see the graves before and just, you know, maybe renew their commitment to go see it. But let's be serious. I mean, it's really expensive to get over there. If there's any way that I can be part of that remembrance for someone and their family, then it's a really big deal for me.
What does it feel like, to deliver a picture of a grave to someone? Obviously, the person was very important to them, but they've never seen it with their own eyes.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a special moment, really, when you get into a situation where, there's an email thread that kind of starts up because you delivered a picture and they're able to show it to their either grandmother and it's her brother or something. They kind of insist. There was one lady from Alberta. She was 94 years old. And we've been emailing back and forth, really, for the last 2 years, just because she's always saying, well, thank you. And it's she does it through her son. Her son's the one that sends the email and says, oh, hey, Chris, my mother just wanted to make sure that I said thank you again. And we've been sitting around looking at the picture and those kinds of things. So it's kind of an ongoing thing. And it's really quite special to be part of that.
X92.9.
I have a friend from Toronto that rolled into Calgary on a bus last night. She's from Toronto. She went to Edmonton, then Calgary, and then on to Banff. And when she went into Calgary, she knew, of course, that I lived here, and she texts me and she says, oh my God, Calgary looks like a real city, with like that big wide grinned emoji face.
Well, yeah. What was she expecting?
Yes, it's a nice city, in fact. Ha ha ha.
What did she mean it looks like a real city? Like, what did she?
Well, she then says, I just didn't expect like a city skyline.
Oh.
Toronto has made me a snob. Admittedly, she did say this after all of this.
Well, that's embarrassing.
I know.
What was she expecting? Barns?
That's what I think. I honestly think if I had asked her what she thinks the population of Calgary is, she would probably be way off.
Oh.
Like, I think she'd probably be like 200, that is, 150 maybe? Like,
that is shameful.
I know.
To know so little about your own country.
And I'm just like, this is why people here hate Toronto. Like, you are the reason.
Oh my God, you guys have cities out here? Oh my God.
Wait, like, I thought everything was still horse-drawn carriages. Why is there cars on the road?
Oh my God.
I was a little embarrassed. And then I do have to admit, I moved to Edmonton from Toronto, straight from Toronto. And I thought that Edmonton had a smaller population than it did.
Like what?
I thought it had like 600,000. And when I found out there was over a million in the metro area, I was shocked too. So I.
Well, you weren't like crazy far off.
Yeah, I mean,
that would be the difference of thinking that Vancouver had like 2 instead of 3 million. Like, it's not a huge. you knew that it was still a city that had things going on, right?
Yes.
It had skyscrapers and...
I did.
So...
Not... It has a skyline! Oh my God.
Is it really that bad in Toronto? Like, people just have no idea what's happening outside of the city?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know if it's because it's a bigger city, so a lot of things that happen do happen in Toronto. So here, we look outward, so mm-hmm. we know lots about Vancouver and Toronto because we're forced to. I don't know if it was something like that. I don't know.
But like, yeah, I guess... Like, I'm from Saskatchewan. I didn't travel the country a whole lot growing up, but I knew about other provinces and other cities just because we learned about it in school.
Yes, and of course, everybody knows the basics from school, but, I mean, that was a long time ago, I guess, for her. She doesn't remember.
That was like when I one time in Saskatoon, I was hanging out with these girls from Vancouver. We were having some drinks before we went out, and they're like, "Do you guys have cabs here? How are we going to get to the bar? Do you have cabs?" And I was like, we do actually, but they're all snowmobiles. Oh, you guys didn't bring your sled and wear? Oh, that's going to be a cold ride to the bar in that top.
I'd love to know what she packed. Like, I'm like, did you bring some mutton boots and some flannel? I mean, like, I need to.
Oh my God, it's a real city.
I brought my cowboy hat. Okay.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
My wife, McKenna, had to go to the bank yesterday to get her credit card PIN reset.
Oh.
Because she said she punched it in wrong too many times and it locked her out, as it does.
So she doesn't use it that often then?
Well, no, she uses it every day. And I asked, how does one forget the PIN number to a card that you use every single day and that you've had for 3 years? And her response was, well, I just had a Brazilian. What?
Well, it is. Well.
How are those two things related?
I mean, it is a bit dramatic to have a Brazilian.
That's what she said. She's like, it was so painful that she was kind of foggy when she came out of it, almost like she was after she had delivered our boys.
Have you ever been tortured?
Is that what it feels like?
Familiar to Brazilian.
Have you had one?
Yes. Yes.
And is it that bad? Like, forget your PIN bad?
Well, I don't know. I've probably forgotten something. I mean, I forget everything. Maybe it's because of Brazilians every time. I'm not sure. I'll start doing the correlation. It's not a pleasant thing to do. Yeah.
I guess that's worse than I anticipated that it would be.
Well, it depends because... never mind. I can't
what?
Even...
What? No, come on.
Well, it just depends on the type of hair you have. Like, there's coarser hair, right? Stuff that really is tough to...
It's like, got that steel wool down there?
Yeah. Like, if you're a guy who has waxed back... Yeah, it's like a shield, you know? It's like a little porcupine down there. Protection.
It's like that? I was like, do they yank out your memories along with your pubes? Is that what happens there? So
it's actually a government funded thing. They wanted to get rid of our memories with the pubes. There we go. It all works together. Like, ow!
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.